Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States says it can't confirm what Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed, that his country has been supporting a Syrian opposition group. Putin told senior defense ministry officials Friday that Russia has provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army in fighting alongside the Syrian army against the Islamic State. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said the opposition has tended to use the name Free Syrian Army to refer to an umbrella of opposition groups that are trying to topple the Assad government.
It's unclear to us also whether these claims of support to the FSA are true. As we've said in the past, the vast majority of airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircrafts are against opposition groups to Assad.
If Putin's claims are confirmed, it would be a major policy shift for Russia. The United States accuses Moscow of propping up the Assad regime by launching airstrikes against moderate rebels instead of the Islamic State. Iraq is asking the UN Security Council to demand that Turkey immediately and unconditionally pull its troops out of northern Iraq. Turkish forces are in northern Iraq as part of a program to train Iraqi and Kurdish forces in fighting the Islamic State. But the Turks have sent in additional troops last week, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is refusing to budge. Iraq says it gave no authorization for the Turkish troops to cross the border. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Negotiators at the UN climate conference in Paris expect to have a final draft agreement to curb global warming by Saturday. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, the talks went into extra time as teams from 196 countries struggled to agree on a global plan to deal with climate change.
Talks were supposed to be done on Friday, but disagreements over who should pay for climate change programs in poorer countries pushed the two-week discussions into Saturday. Organizers saw the extension as a good sign. Negotiators got little sleep, working overtime, cutting out parts of what was a 43-page document down to 27 pages.
We have much cleaner, streamlined text. And this is a good basis of further negotiations. Many brackets have been dropped, and there are few brackets are remaining.
Those missing brackets reflect disagreements on whether poorer countries should also commit to pay for the expensive transition to green energy and deal with the effects of global warming. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Gunmen in Burundi launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital, Bujumbura, Friday, sparking gun battles that left at least 12 of the attackers dead. A Burundian army spokesman said in a statement that 21 attackers were captured along with some arms and explosives. The UN Security Council condemned the violence. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power called for further dialogue between the two sides.
The members of the Security Council appealed to the government of Burundi, as well as all political actors, to resume an inclusive dialogue without delay to prevent further violence in Bujumbura and throughout the country.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April, when the president announced that he would seek a third term. Critics said he was violating the Constitution's two-term limit, as well as an agreement that ended Burundi's 12-year civil war. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire that struck a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul late Friday. Afghan police say at least two people were killed, including a Spanish policeman. Several others were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reported it had treated seven victims. U.S. chemical and agricultural business giants Dow Chemical and DuPont announced they will merge Friday, creating a company valued at $130 billion. The two companies say they plan to break into three separate businesses focused on agriculture, material science, and specialty products. The deal will likely face scrutiny by U.S. antitrust regulators. For more, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin here on VOA 1 as we celebrate the 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra. Yes, the man they called Old Blue Eyes sold over 150 million recordings in his incredible life and career, and became one of the most famous, if not the most famous, vocalists of all time. We'll celebrate the jazzy side of Frank Sinatra as we have conversation with VOA music director Eric Felton and with a gentleman who certainly followed in the footsteps of Old Blue Eyes, John Pizzarelli, during this hour of VOA's Jazz America. As we said, Frank Sinatra would have been 100 years old on the 12th of December. Well, on the 14th of December, the legendary trumpeter and flugelhorn master Clark Terry, who passed away in February of 2015, would have been 95 years old. Let's remember him now and hear some of his fantastic music as we go back in time to 1965 and hear a cut from the brilliant album The Power of Positive Swinging, his collaboration with his longtime friend and associate trombonist Bob Brookmeyer. Here's Clark Terry, who, by the way, just like Frank Sinatra, spent some time in Count Basie's band. He's performing with Bob Brookmeyer the Count Basie classic, The King, from The Power of Positive Swinging from 1965. Clark Terry on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things looking so right. The days they're hurrying by. When you're in love, my heart they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things looking so right. All the days they're hurrying by. When you're in love, my how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
The great trombonist, vocalist, composer, and band leader who just happens to be the music director of The Voice of America. That is Eric Felton from his 2010 release, Seize the Night, with one of the classic songs from the great American songbook, Blue Skies, joined by an all-star cast of Kenny Barron on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and Don Braden on tenor sax. Hope you enjoyed that. Well, I know you enjoyed that. And I know you'll enjoy the music of Frank Sinatra after we hear some comments from Eric Felton in a conversation Eric and I had a couple of years ago. We're talking about various aspects of jazz, its incredible history, and one of those aspects of jazz is the fact that the popular song from the Great American Songbook, which of course was a major focus of the career of Frank Sinatra, that's in our conversation now here on VOA's Jazz America. There are many, many ways to dance and many ways to make jazz, and that's not a question, that's a statement, but some thoughts about that.
Yeah, you know, Quincy Jones, who is this great titan of American music, he produced records for Michael Jackson, and that's what he's known for to a lot of people now, is as the producer of Thriller and other Michael Jackson records. But of course, he came to fame writing arrangements and playing trumpet in the Count Basie band, and in fact writing a lot of arrangements for Frank Sinatra singing with the Count Basie band. Now there's a combination. The swingin' Count Basie band with arrangements written by Quincy Jones with Frank Sinatra out front. There's all of American music right there. And Quincy Jones, I heard an interview with him not long ago where he was talking about how if you heard the big band drummers playing on the bass drum, they'd be playing thump, 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 thump. And that this was really not so distant from the bump, 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 bump of popular music today, and that there was a real continuity there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd love to see more of that continuity come about.
Well, as they say where I live these days in New York, from your lips to God's ears, VOA's Renaissance man and our new music director, Eric Felton, has been my guest here on VOA's Jazz America, and hopefully you'll be my guest some more in the future, too. And thank you so much for all your thoughts and your love of jazz, and it's great to have a jazz man in the music director's seat at VOA, my friend.
Well, it's just great to have Jazz America on the air, and I look forward to listening to it.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater and never comes late. She never bothers with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like crap games with barons or earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She likes the free wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke and it's oak. Hates California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets too hungry to wait for dinner at 8. She loves the theater but never comes late. She'd never bother with people she'd hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. She'll have no crap games with Sharpies and froth, and she won't go to Harlem in Lincoln's or Ford's, and she won't dish the dirt with the rest of the broad. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free friend, wind in her hair, life without care. She's broke, but it's okay. Hates California, it's so cold and so damp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
Frank Sinatra at his jazziest, Old Blue Eyes, giving us one of his most famous songs, The Lady is a Tramp, from the soundtrack of the motion picture of that day, Pal Joey. That was a great representation, I think, of Frank Sinatra at his jazziest, beginning with a small group sound and then following that with the sound of the swing era, the big band sound. Well, we're always looking for new definitions of the big band sound, and I think we may have found it with the latest release from trombonist Robin Eubanks and his Mass Line Big Band. From the album More Than Meets the Eye, here's Mental Images, new big band on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. How'd you like that new style of big band jazz from Robin Eubanks, the great trombonist, and a host of fantastic players joining with him? Well, we'll give you more of our salute to Frank Sinatra coming up, and I'm going to give you some more great horn playing to begin this next set of music. And one of them is a requested song, because I have lots of requests coming my way, and to that point, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from obviously a very serious jazz fan. And it reads as follows. Hi, Russ. My name is Makong Mathiba. I live in a very tiny country in southern Africa known as the Kingdom of Lesotho. I am an avid listener of your jazz programs on Saturday and a great jazz enthusiast. Would you please be kind enough to provide me with the history of jazz in general? And I certainly did send that along to our listener, and I would be happy to send you a brief history of jazz too. If you want to write me an email, I'll give you a quick point of reference over the 100-plus years of jazz history. Now, Mkong Mathiba goes on to say, in closing, would you please play me any song from tenor, soprano, and alto saxophonist Zoot Sims' album Unavoidable Place? Well, thank you so much for your kind message. Thank you so much for listening and loving jazz. And unfortunately, I don't have that specific album by Zoot Sims, but I do have a few, and I hope you'll enjoy this one, dedicated to you. Here is Zoot Sims from the album Live in Philly, recorded in Philadelphia, with his version of Duke Ellington's classic In a Mellow Tone on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Jazzmaster Lou Donaldson, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
Well, there you have, back-to-back, two great saxophonists with different styles. The swinging classic style of Zoot Sims, followed by soul jazz from NEA jazz master Lou Donaldson, from his album Blue Funk, his classic song, one of his most famous, Alligator Boogaloo. Well, we're going to talk now to a very versatile artist as well. He can do it in a standard style. He can do it in a modern style. He's covered many different folks as well as playing his own music. And let's go backstage once again to Birdland, the famous jazz club in New York City, to talk to John Pizzarelli and then follow that conversation with his salute to Frank Sinatra. You've sung everything from Cole Porter, Harold Arlen, to John Paul, George, and Ringo.
Right.
So is there any one era, any one style, is ballads as opposed to up-tempo pieces, anything that when you begin to perform, you go, this is where I'm really, this is my wheelhouse?
No, you know what it is? I like trying to find any kind of songs that will work in my wheelhouse. So I like finding Beatles songs and making them work in my style, finding a Michael McDonald song, finding a Joni Mitchell song, finding a good Gershwin song, finding a good Richard Rodgers song. If I can make them work for me, that's what makes me really happy.
You've been in New York City for a long, long time, my friend. And for folks listening around the world that may have never been to New York, may not ever get a chance to be in New York, just some thoughts about what it means to be here, to work here, the importance of this place, just in a few words, if you can.
Well, you know, I was sitting with my wife in a diner today, just thinking the energy of the city is unlike any other. And there's beautiful cities all around the world, but this one has its own pace, and it's still very exciting from neighborhood people you see when you're at a diner to the people who come to the jazz clubs from all over the world, and the varying degree of jazz clubs from the Vanguard to here at Birdland to anywhere. It's just an amazing city. There's so much to offer, and it constantly surprises me.
Folks, you know, to me, when I hear a singer sing and I hear him speaking, when someone's really a natural, they sound like they're singing when they speak, and vice versa. So I'm going to play a song for you by John Pizzarelli right now. He's going to sing, and you remember what he sounded like as he was speaking. See if you feel the same way. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
York in June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm's due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, I can't get my fill, and Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but like it. How about you? I'd love to dream of fame, maybe I'll shine. Love to see your name right beside mine. I can't see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do. And I like it. How about you? Yes, I like it. How about you?
In that swinging classic style a la Frank Sinatra, that's John Pizzarelli, great vocalist and guitarist from his album Dear Mr. Sinatra with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, and How About You? As I said, we've been hearing a lot of classic jazz on this edition of the program in celebration of the 100th birthday of Frank Sinatra. And on the next edition of Jazz America, we'll go more modern. And to give you a taste of what's to come, here's the music of two great young trumpet players. We're going to hear from Russell Gunn, but first, the latest from trumpeter Theo Croker and his group, DVRK Funk. From the EP, DVRK Funk, here's the song The Right Time on Jazz America from VOA 1. I don't know. trumpeter Russell Gunn, who, by the way, was born in East St. Louis, Illinois, the hometown of Miles Davis, and has followed in his footsteps in a wonderful way. That's a cut from his album Ethnomusicology entitled Sybil's Blues, blending the modern rhythms of hip-hop with jazz improvisation. And that is the theme on the next edition of Jazz America. Not only will you hear examples of the blending of hip-hop and jazz, one of the major influences in music today and for decades now, but also the comments of some of the artists who've been pioneers of the trend, including Miles Davis, Branford Marsalis, Greg Osby, and Robert Glasper. That's next week on Jazz America. I hope you'll join me there.